Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Let's Talk Cobra Kai. I'm Jason Connell.
And I'm Sal Rodriguez.
All right, Sal. We are back for a fun little special episode that just fell on my doorstep today.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting a little treat. Like the showrunners are like, we got to give the people something. And they're giving us something.
Yeah. A little treat, because I was looking up what we were going to cover today. And I was like, wait, what is this? Because I saw a video that was season six, Cobra Kai season six, cast reunion.
Wow.
Hey, last I heard, writer's strike, everything shut down. So
pens down.
And these aren't writers. This is not a writer's reunion. It's cast reunion.
Yep.
And it was really neat to see them. It's less than 2 minutes. I just started watching. I thought, wait, no, pause. I'm going to get Sal involved. You haven't seen it.
I haven't
even finished it.
No.
And we're going to do like a reaction to that and talk about it, because it just starts to kind of pump things up. Because we know when this writer's strike is worked out and everything gets done, eventually we're going to get our season six. It's nice to see the cast happy, bubbling, calm before the storm.
But Jason, just to make sure everybody knows where we're at in space and time, I think the idea is, by the whole pens down thing and the writer's strike, is that season six not only has not been shot, it has not been completely written.
That's right.
So yeah, that's where we're at, folks. So it's going to
be
a little while.
Together? Are they doing read-throughs of what was written? I have no idea. We're going to play the video for our fans. So if you haven't seen it, or if you have, you can watch it, you can hear it. So we're going to do this live. We won't talk during it, so we don't get our audio, you know, stepping on lines, but we'll just let it play and we'll talk about it. So there's not a lot there, but it's exciting that we're getting that much closer.
Well, to our listeners, I was going to watch this right before we went on the air, and Jason said, no, wait.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah, watch it live on Let's Talk Cobra Kai. I said, okay, fine. It's going to be a legit reaction.
Legit. Okay. If you're ready, Sal, I'll cue it up.
I'm ready.
Where have you been? Oh, hi.
How are you?
It's a grown woman hiding under a table to scare a young boy.
Oh my God, good to see you.
My bones hurt from training already.
I'm Marco.
This was before Jacob was 20 minutes late.
We're gone. Is he on his way to be open?
Are you going to FaceTime me?
Shuttle has a tag.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, man. Do you know what time the table read is tomorrow?
Oh, I'm glad you can make it. You got some explaining to do.
Great to have everyone back. So excited to be here.
I got a really aggressive one from Sure.
Perfecto.
An awesome long journey, but it is not over yet. Season six could be the biggest, the badassest, most amazing season of Cobra Kai yet. So y'all ready?
Yeah.
Victorious dojos are immortalized, and for individual competitors, the sky's the limit.
But before we throw our hats into the mat,
there's one thing we need to do. Decide our dojo name.
There's the ta-dum.
The ta-dum,
nice.
Yes.
So what was the implication? The implication is they were reading lines that could be in season six?
I don't know. So you heard it there, table read. Yeah. So there could have been things. This could have been done prior to writer's strike.
Yes.
When they still had scripts. Like, you know, I don't know all the technicalities. If it was written before, can you go? I thought that was the case. If you had a script done, no changes, you can go into production. If you needed writing changes, then you could. And if it was anything, just anything. So were they getting together that everything got paused and like, well, let's get a little sample. Like you said, like give the audience something. Fun to see. It looks like Johnny's in charge. Per usual.
Yep.
William Zabka.
Yep. Knights of the Round Table. He is at the head of the table.
Now, one thing stood out in there, and I'm sure you picked up on it too, but naming the dojo. Now,
yes.
I'm assuming that's the dojo. It's carrying over from the show. Not their dojo, like what they do, you know, hang out as cast members. But, you know, we talked about this. Eagle Fang kind of defunct. Is it Miyagi-Do? You and I seem to believe Miyagi-Do would win it out. But sure. Will there be little nuances? Will the name have something else? We speculated prior, but now I guess, yeah, you know, we're going to go into the Sekai Taikai, or however you say that properly. But
I think it's Sekai Taikai, right? Sekai, I may be wrong. But no, yeah.
By the end of the season, we're all going to have it. But that's coming. Right.
By the end of the season, I'm going to have a Sekai Taikai tattoo on my rear of my shoulder.
The whole bit. But in my opinion, they should be Miyagi-Do, but they could change it a little.
I think they should just be Miyagi-Do. But yeah, who will they be at the Sekai Taikai, I guess, will be revealed.
And, I mean, listen, deep into his roots, Johnny is tied to Cobra Kai, right? But that can't be a part of it because Cobra Kai is going to be doing, you know, well, no, Cobra Kai is going to be defunct. So do they take that back? Do they regain that? I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, hang on. But Jason, if we're going to speculate, then I don't think it would be that easy to just take back the Cobra Kai name, because Kreese is probably going to be somewhere at some point in season 6.
No, I know. But could you take a little tip of the cap from it? Like, Eagle Fang was like this funny thing. We all, it's a chuckle, right? It's a chuckle, but it's not like he had Eagle Fang more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But could you take just a little piece of a snake? Could you incorporate something on the Miyagi-Do banner, right? Or there's I don't know. But there's got to be something, because Johnny didn't grow up Miyagi-Do. I'd love to see something work out. Are there names are on it? You know, Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence Miyagi-Do. Something, LaRusso Lawrence. That's what I'm expecting.
It could be combined, though, quite nicely, because the image of a snake in a tree, like in the Garden of Eden. So you have a bonsai tree, and if you could somehow work the cobra in there, as a snake, into the bonsai tree. But do cobras climb trees? I don't know if they're a tree-climbing snake. That I don't know. But if they are, you can have a cobra snake in a bonsai tree. And I think that could be done tastefully and tactfully.
Snake in the grass.
It would be a little sinister. The snake might be a little sinister in the tree, as one thinks of Garden of Eden. But I think it could work.
Yeah, no, I think so too. It's what I'm expecting. Something classy. I mean, this is season 6 of 6 seasons. That's it. So come out. You know, you got to leave it all on the field, as they would say. You got to leave it out there. Let's not hold back. Let's do, but don't do it over the top, like, you know, Stallone and Over the Top, where he's a wrestler, arm wrestler. Don't make something that's just bonkers. Like, be respectful. I trust these showrunners, but have the cool name that can live on. We don't know what spinoffs are coming, like modern day spinoffs, not the Miyagi-Do or, you know, Miyagi show that we want, but there could be spinoffs from here forward. So you don't want to, like, make it a mess. I mean, this big tournament, this universal tournament, is interesting. Because All Valley's great, and it's definitely raised the stakes every time. So what will this tournament look like? We're going to see some really good martial arts, Sal. Like, really, they've got to up their game. They're going global. You're going to see things that maybe adults and, like, wow, look at these guys. I hope it's that. I hope it lives up to my expectations.
I'm expecting almost a James Bond or Mission Impossible spectacle on screen for season 6. I am. I'm expecting a lot. And you know why? The showrunners have given us expectations, and they've always met and superseded the expectation. So everyone, any fan, has high hopes for season 6. And I'm sure that the showrunners will deliver, and they may even deliver more than we are expecting. Season 6 may be even greater than we're hoping for.
Man, I hope so. I really do. I don't want to see a lot of the stuff rehashed.
Yeah.
You know, we know Kreese got out of jail. What's going to happen? I don't want to see everything just reset. You know, Silver's, thank God, he's not going to be hopefully around. But I'd come right out with Julie Pierce first couple of episodes. Yeah. And I would just be like, wow, these guys they're delivering. They're not holding back. And respectfully, and just, yeah, like you said, live up to it. You never know what's going to happen. But what I also noticed, let's go back to what we just saw, the reunion, the cast reunion. We start to speculate. Look at us. We're going so far, full steam ahead for season 6. But I have to say, I love the camaraderie that they show with one another.
Yeah.
They have become a family. And a lot of them have grown up making this show. It's kind of unbelievable. And I know you've probably seen the trailers, being a collector that you are, and the new movie that Miguel's in, The Blue Beetle. Like, that is getting some serious advertising now and some publicity. It's like, my gosh, it happened before our eyes. Like, this kid is going to pop, and then maybe, you know, Robbie. You never know, right? So this is like, this is it. This is the end of this innocence of them, because you could be lucky to get some of them in the future, because it's like, oh, no, they're doing this, that, and the other. It's really cool to see, though, that they have this camaraderie. No one's too big for it right now. At least what we saw, at least what we're seeing. I think some of them are dating, too. Isn't that the case? Aren't some of them, like, isn't Tori in real life dating Hawk? Or maybe I'm off on that, so.
No, it was Hawk dating Moon. Oh, no, Miguel dating Moon?
See,
was
look
it,
at us.
Was it Miguel dating Moon, or was it Hawk dating Moon?
I thought it was Hawk dating Tori, but whatever it is,
I'm sorry. Happens. You're talking about the show or in real life?
No. In real life.
Real life romance. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, you're on this show, you're young, you're an adolescent, you're growing up. Mm. It's amazing. Like, when we had Anthony LaRusso on, Griffin Santapietro, it was like talking to this kid who's going through that morphosis into a man. And now you see him on the show. It's like, what? When we were talking to Owen Morgan, who plays Bert, same thing. Although he was not the young Bert from the first few seasons. But then, bam, the show comes back on a year later. It's like, oh, I talked to a kid that was much younger than that. Yeah. So, you know, this is happening before our eyes. So they've all experienced this. So I think it's really cool. It's almost kind of bittersweet, you know. This is it. This will be the last season that they get together until they do real reunions down the road, right? Like an actual reunion at a Comic-Con. But I'm very excited, Sal. It was nice to see. It was just only this little bit, but it's like, oh, yeah, it took the writer strike out of my mind. Like, all the, you know, that's not positive. I feel for writers. The show's on hold. It was a nice move by Netflix, and, of course, go ahead. How's the sound go?
Dun dun. No, no, that's Law and Order. No,
that's Law and Order, dude.
Dun dun. No. How does it go? Netflix.
Ta-dum.
Oh yeah. Ta-dum. Yeah. I lost it. I had it at the end of the reunion. I had it. No, I lost
it. You did. You had it. Yeah. Anyway, that's all. I'm sure they're going to be spoon feeding us some more things like this.
I hope so.
You know, wait till the trailer comes out or the first look photos come out. Mm. We're really going to get excited. But this is kind of a dry spell because we have no idea when the show's coming out now.
Nope.
Like, I was speculating, is it going to be a two-parter? They're going to give us some episodes and then some. I'm still saying yes on that. But I assume some might come out in the summer or fall. Well, Sal, that's probably not going to happen.
No.
So it's probably going to be like further down the road. It's going to be a Christmas release.
Could be.
Or New Year's. I don't know. It
could be Merry Christmas.
It could be a Merry Christmas for us all. Do you have Kreese around there somewhere?
He's somewhere around here. Yeah, I do feel like we're kind of... I do have a lot of feelings about season six. I do. I am sort of in a little bit of mourning, knowing that the show will be concluding. At the same time, I am in a state of excitement. What's going to happen in season six? All our questions, will all our questions be answered? You know, I have that anticipation. I have that longing expectation. But yeah, at the same time, I am a little sad knowing that it will be the end. I am a little bit of sad. I am a little bit of sad. I went Italian all of a sudden. I'm a little bit sad.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's a good thing. It's a good thing for a show to go out on top, if you want to say that. I really believe that. 5-6 seasons, out. That's true. And then you want to revisit the show more often. It's a beautiful thing to have. Mm-hmm. And spinoffs are coming.
Yeah.
They may not fit what you want. Like I have, you know, I want the Miyagi show.
We're not going to get the Louis and Anoush spinoff. I don't think we're going to get that.
If they make two successful spinoffs, look out. It could just be, Netflix could be just be in the Cobra Kai game. I'm telling you. Because Stranger Things is going out. Mm. So who knows? Or they'll do little one-off things, like a little movie here, like a Netflix movie, Louis and Anoush Adventures. Hey, I love that, man. I'm in on that. We'll do a show about that. The Adventures of Louis and Anoush.
Let's talk Louis and Anoush.
So that's all I got, Sal. Just a fun chance to come together and talk about Cobra Kai Season 6 cast reunion.
Yeah, really cool to see them all together. You know, out of character for the most of it.
Out of character.
Yeah, yeah, we're able to see them as their true selves. Yeah, very cool. Very cool treat. So thank you to our showrunners for giving us something, not leaving us just wandering out here in the desert, giving us some some treats out here as we look forward to making our way into season six. And again, the bittersweet feelings related to such an occasion. The end, but an exciting finale and conclusion.
Yep. So we're not going to do our usual outro. We're just going to go more organic. And so we would love our fans. If you could, well, we love our fans anyway. But if you could leave us a 5-star rating, very easy to do, Sal, on Apple Podcasts. Just click a button, done. 5. Need that 5-star.
Can't people just literally have ChatGPT leave a 5-star review?
We hadn't said review. I was saying that just the little 5-star.
5-star rating.
That's a boop. Now, you're getting into the review, and that's asking more. So Sal had the great idea recently, and when we were doing an episode of That's a Crime that dealt with ChatGPT, which actually was just released today, you said, Sal, I'll let you just quote yourself. What did you say?
Jason and I did a whole episode on ChatGPT and what people are doing with it. Or shouldn't be doing with it.
Yeah, it was a crime, actually.
Yeah, and then we're talking about people leaving ratings and reviews. And I was wondering and speculating is, could a fan of the show use ChatGPT to literally write a favorable review for Let's Talk Cobra Kai on Apple Podcasts? Can someone do that? Is that possible?
Well, let's find out.
Somebody out there's got to try it.
If you don't have time to write a review about us and you don't have time to do much, use ChatGPT, favorable review, positive, fun, and post that. And then let us know, was it a bot? Are you? It doesn't matter. We just want really good reviews.
It doesn't matter if it's a bot, as long as it's a favorable review.
Well, if it's in your heart and you command said bot to do that, then I'm cool with it.
No, you know what it's like, Jason? Here's what it's like. A greeting card, okay? You go to a store, you buy a greeting card, it says stuff. You didn't write that, but you agree to the sentiment. You sign off on the sentiment. It would be not much different.
I'm fine with that then. By the way, on that episode of That's a Crime where you came up with this great idea, you actually did say, you referenced this show. You said, fans, please go to...
Oh, I did, yeah. I intertwined.
I was like, well, it happens. So that would be amazing. As usual, and as always, please contact us if you have thoughts, insights, comments. Social medias, we've been a little behind, but direct messages, we do respond to much quicker. And Sal, where can they find us in that space?
You mean aside from just visiting Just Curious Media as a springboard, or are you talking about they can visit our main website that is a launch pad for everything else, really?
Well, that for sure, but they can hit us on all the platforms on social media, as you usually allude to. But you bring up a good point. Just Curious Media, let me show the logo.
Well, Jason, it's what I always do. When I want to reference our show, I, as a co-host of the show, always start at justcuriousmedia.com, and then from there I'll launch and springboard onto all these other places. So that's where I usually start from. You know, it makes it easy. It's the mothership. Go to the mothership and bounce off the mothership. That's what I feel.
That's it. Go to the mothership. So that's all I got, Sal. It was fun. We're going to come back as they give us more. And until then,
no mercy.